Good afternoon. It's 5:44, and this is 90.7 WFAE, your source for in-depth news. 39 degrees in Charlotte. I'm Mark Rumsey. Earlier today, the 320 or so employees of Chiquita received an email which began, "Dear Associate, we now embark on Chiquita's next chapter." That's how Chiquita told its workforce the company's uptown headquarters will be closed. This just 3 years after the company received an incentive package potentially worth more than $20 million to come to Charlotte and keep its worldwide headquarters here for 11 years. Now there are questions as to how much incentive money and in what form the company has received. Tom Bullock joins me now for the latest on this story. Tom, we'll get to the incentives in a moment, but let's begin with what we know about the Chiquita closure.
Well, Mark, we know the Chiquita headquarters here in Charlotte will be closed. We don't know the fate of the roughly 320 employees or if the headquarters will be relocated somewhere else in the U.S. or abroad. Now, the email you referenced said this was a move to allow the company to be closer to their consumers and operations. Of course, this is all predicated by the hostile takeover of Chiquita late last year by two Brazilian companies. Now, they have taken Chiquita private, and they can do with it as they wish.
Well, what kind of response are we seeing by city and county officials to this news?
It's been a lot more upbeat than one might expect. In a statement, Mayor Dan Clodfelter thanked Chiquita for contributing to the community. Then came a line saying he would not be available for interviews. And Bob Morgan, the head of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce, put out a YouTube video that visually almost looked like a promotional video for Chiquita.
The story of Chiquita's recruitment is a really good one, attracted here by a favorable cost climate like most companies, but they also particularly needed the ability to travel internationally, and the Charlotte Airport and the growing international destinations that we offer were key.
And Mecklenburg County Manager Dina DiOrio sent an email to members of staff and county commissioners with some talking points. They include, our attention now should be on the approximately 300 impacted employees and their families. But it also had these more cheery talking points. We are appreciative of the Chiquita corporate philanthropy and investment in the community, and we believe Charlotte-Mecklenburg continues to attract new and expanding businesses. Now, not all county commissioners followed that script. This is what Bill James had to say about these talking points.
Government and elected officials screwed up and gave money up front to a company. Our attention should now be on the 300 impacted employees. You know, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't buy that. I mean, this is a screw-up. They should just own it.
All right. Well, Tom, let's talk about the incentives next. How much tax money has Chiquita received?
That's a harder question, Mark, to answer than you might expect. Let's start with what we do know. Chiquita was given an incentive package to relocate from Cincinnati to Charlotte in late 2011. This is a combination of taxpayer dollars from the city, county, and state. It would be worth north of $20 million if the company met job goals and kept its headquarters in Charlotte for 11 years. Now, obviously, that will not be the case. The payments to Chiquita were made on were made yearly, and what they received each year changed. They moved here in 2012 and have received 2 years' worth of incentives, about $2.5 million so far. The city and county make up about $1 million of that money. City and county leaders say Chiquita has agreed to give that money back, but Chiquita has not publicly announced that that is the case.
So this is what we do know. What is still in question?
It has to do with a word used again and again in the minutes of the September 12, 2011 closed-door meeting where the city council approved the package of economic incentives that did, in fact, lure Chiquita to Charlotte. That word is upfront. And here's an example. Brad Richardson, who was doing economic development for the city at the time, told the closed-door meeting, quote, "The company has requested two things. One is some money to help with upfront costs." This was presented as a deal-maker throughout the meeting, and these were moving costs or help in paying severance, all those kinds of things. They aren't the usual things economic incentives deal with. I reached Mayor Pro Tem Michael Barnes today. He voted in favor of the packages last night, and he says it was that little tweak that made this proposal unprecedented.
As I recall, and you have to refresh me on this, one of the primary differences was that we were advancing money for their moving expenses.
Now, in all, this upfront cost, if it happened, and it's important to say if, may be worth $5 million. Now, the city says there was no such upfront payment, that in fact it was lumped in with the overall grants, and they will receive that money back. We're going through the contracts with Chiquita and company records to find out if it did or did not occur. And if it is possible for the city, county, or state to claw back any of those funds if, in fact, that payment took place.
So a story we're obviously going to continue following. WFAE's Tom Bullock, thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark.
11 minutes before 6, all things considered here on 90.7 WFAE.